Welcome to the Celebrity Tea Lounge. Today, guys, we are here to talk about women, empowering women, and why it's important to do so. I first want to start off by thanking all of my women who support me, all of the women who tune in daily and support me in any way. I thank you guys so much. But I was watching a clip, on one of the shows on Facebook, and I saw a woman bashing or trying to bash another woman, and the woman she was talking to, she shut it down. She did not bash the woman. She, you know, instead explained the woman's situation and why she was the way she was. That is called women empowerment, women empowering women. That is the true definition. No matter if someone tries to make you tear down another woman, you never do it. It's not realistic. It's not authentic. We as women have to stick together. One of my quotes, I always say, women are made to bond, to build, and to inspire each other. We are solely here for that sole purpose. We, out of all people, out of all generations, out of all genders, we go through the most. So it's very important for us to, even if it's just getting on the phone saying, "Hey, sister girl, I'm here for you. I don't care what it is. I don't care what time it is. I don't care, you know, where I have to travel to." I think it was Taraji P. Henson who went on a podcast show, and she was talking, she was, uplifting her friends. She was, you know, giving them their credits. She was like, "No matter where I'm at, my friends, you know, they'll come. I could be in Afghanistan. They will pull up about me. They will do the most for me." And, excuse me, you know, those are the type of friends you need. Those are the type, because not all women are going to reciprocate being, you know, positive energy. Not all women are going to reciprocate being that good friend. You know, you have some jealous women out here. You have some evil women out here. You have women out here looking for clout, you know, and they just want to be negative and hurt people. But the real women, this message is for the real women only. Empower your friends. Bond with them, build with them, inspire them. You know, don't be that friend, you know, where someone have to look back and say, you know, I don't want to be around her. You know, she's negative energy. And another thing that's very important, what you do with one friend doesn't mean you can do with the other friend. One of your friends might take your negative energy, but the next friend might be that friend that says, you know, "I'm not here for that. That's not my thing. I don't do negative energy. I'm a positive person." So, you know, like I said, always remember that what you do with one friend, that doesn't mean you can do with the other friend. So you have to know your friends. You have to know their likes, their dislikes. You have to know, you know, and this is solely for women. You know, speaking solely about women, it's very important for us to just love on each other and, you know, just get positive energy. You know, that's in these times, you know, we have so much going on. We're facing so many problems, you know, and like I said, I'm a woman that loves to empower other women. There is no hate in my blood. There is no betrayal in my blood. I can never, you know, go against a woman for any reason. You know, my thing is, you know, let's empower each other the right way. You know, empowering is not sitting in one corner talking about each other and then, you know, the next day in the next corner hugging and laughing with each other. That's not empowering women. That's not empowering each other. You know, if you're gonna do it 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Be that same friend. Keep that same energy and love your friends no matter what. You know, we all make mistakes. You know, some of us, some more than others. We all, you know, have that moment in life where we do the wrong thing and we make the wrong decision. But it's not up to you as the friend to correct that. It's up to them. The only thing that you can do as a friend is feed them positive energy. Try to make their mindset go in a positive direction. And that's all you can do as a friend. You know, that's all you can do to help build them and inspire them. So, you know, never feel like someone is not listening. Because women, you know, they tend to have their own mind. They have their own attitude about things. And we often get caught up in, oh, you know, you don't have to tell me. Excuse me. That, you know, we often get caught up in, you don't have to tell me anything. You don't have to, you know, I know this already. And the favorite line is, I know what I'm doing, you know. But yeah, you're never too old to learn. You're never too old to get to grow. You're never too old to be inspired. You're never too old to learn how to bond. You're never too old to learn how to build. So you definitely should be accepting of any, as long as it's positive, you guys, accept it. If it's anything negative, steer clear, stay far away from it. And, you know, you'll definitely know the difference. But the point is, never tear another woman down. Never go against your sister. It doesn't matter your skin color. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter, you know, where you come from. Never tear down your sister. We are all sisters. We are all one woman at the end of the day. And we all face the same problems. So, make sure you're inspiring somebody, make sure you're building with somebody, and make sure you're bonding with someone. That was our show for today. Thank you guys for tuning in. You guys can follow me at anchor.fm/MadamBree. Click support. You also can stream me at iHeartRadio, Spotify for Podcasters, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Music. And when you get there, don't forget to click support or subscribe so that you can be a part of supporting podcasts. And as always, thank you guys for listening to the Celebrity Tea Lounge.